This morning I'm asking you to turn to the book of Numbers.
今晨我请大家翻到你圣经的民数记。
The 13th chapter.
第13章。
The book of Numbers.
民数记。
I think the story is familiar to most of you.
我们大家对这个故事都蛮熟悉的。
The story takes two chapters, or chapter 13 and chapter 14.
这个故事记载在13章跟14章。
So I'm not going to read the whole story.
我不会全部都读。
Just let me remind you that Moses selected one person from every tribe to go into the land of Canaan and see what it was like.
在这边我只想提醒大家，在这边是摩西他在十二支派当中各拣选了一个人，然后派他们到迦南地去看看迦南地的状况。
God had promised them the land of Canaan.
迦南美地是上帝应许给他们的。
And they were close to getting to the land of Canaan.
然后他们已经快走进到迦南美地。
So they sent 12 spies to go up and see what the land looked like.
所以他们送了12个探子去看看迦南美地的到底是什么样子。
They went for 40 days.
他们去了，在那边待了40天。
They looked over the land of Canaan.
他们到处在迦南地四处去探访。
And the spies came back to tell Moses what they had seen.
那这十二个探子就回来跟摩西报告那边是什么样子。
So I'm going to begin reading in verse 26 of chapter 13.
那我就从第十三章的第26节开始念起。
This is what happens when the spies come back to report to Moses.
这个是这些十二个探子回来跟摩西报告的那个时候。
Listen to the word of God.
请听神的话语。
The spies came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. They there reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev. The Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country. The Canaanites live near the sea along the Jordan. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we certainly can do it." But the men who had gone up said, "We can't attack these people. They're stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, "The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Anak come from Nephilim. We seem like grasshoppers in their own eyes, and we look the same to them."
26节开始，到了巴然旷野的迦底斯，见摩西、亚伦并以色列的全会众，回报摩西、亚伦并全会众，又把那地的果子给他们看，又告诉摩西说：“我们到了你所打发我们去的那地，果然是牛奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。然而住那地的民强壮，城邑也坚固宽大，并且我们在那里看见了亚纳族的人。” 亚玛利人住在南地，赫人、耶布斯人、亚摩利人住在山地，迦南人住在海边，并约旦河旁。迦勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说：我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。但那些和他同去的人说：我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。探子中有人论到所窥探之地，向以色列人报恶信说：我们所窥探经过之地是吞吃居民之地，我们在那里所看见的人民都身量高大，我们在那里看见亚纳族人，就是伟人，他们伟人的后裔，据我们看自己也如蚱蜢一样，据他们看我们也是如此。
Let me pray with you for just a moment, please.
我们一同祷告。
Open our hearts, Lord, to hear your word.
主啊，请打开我们的心，可以听到你的话。
Open our eyes to see your truth.
打开我们的眼睛，使我们可以看到你的真理。
Reveal yourself to us this day.
向我们启示你的真理。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
我们靠着主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Well, here's the story.
故事是这样子的。
12 spies went up to Canaan.
12个探子进到迦南地。
They saw that it was a land of milk and honey.
他们看到的真的是流奶与蜜之地。
That was another way of saying it was very prosperous.
那另外一个意思就是说它是一个很丰盛之地。
But then God had already told them that the land to which they would go would be flowing with milk and honey.
但是神已经早就跟他们说了，那地就是流奶与蜜之地。
They already knew that.
他们早就知道了。
And they also discovered.That in the land of Canaan there were many tribes of people living there who were very powerful.
但他们也发现，在迦南地那边有许多的不同的族人，他们都非常的高大强壮。
Well, now they should have known that because God had already told them that.
他们应该早就知道，因为上帝已经跟他们说过了。
The land also was filled with great fruit.
那地也充满了非常美好的果子。
They got a bunch of grapes.
他们拿了一些葡萄。
And to carry the grapes, they needed a pole between two men.
带着那个葡萄回去，他们需要两个人在肩上用一个棍子这样扛着回去。
Many years ago, I studied in the land of Israel.
有好多年前我到以色列去学习。
I had a scholarship to study at the Hebrew University.
我拿了一个奖学金到那个那边的希伯大学去学习。
But while we were there, we went out on the countryside to see where many people lived.
那我在那边的时候，我有闲暇的时候，我就到他们的乡下去看那边的人。
And one day we came to a small hut where there were several people who were farming.In the area.
那有一天我就看到到一个路旁，他们就是有农夫在那边种植东西的地方。
And they asked me if I wanted some of their grapes.
然后问我说你要不要吃一些我们的葡萄
？I love fruit.
我很喜欢水果。
I love grapes.
我很喜欢葡萄。
And they brought a bunch and laid it on the table.
然后他们就拿一些葡萄放在桌上。
I had never seen grapes like that before.
我从来没有看过有长那样子的葡萄。
I have never seen grapes like that since then.
我在从那次经历之后，我也再也没有看过葡萄长那个样子。
Each grape was the size of a small lemon.
每一颗葡萄就像一个小柠檬一样的大。
And they were sweet.
很甜。
I was afraid I would get sick.
我很怕我会生病。
Because I wanted to eat as many as I could get.
因为我很想，就是吃很多很多。
This is what the spies found when they went to Canaan.
这是这些探子在迦南地找到的东西。
I can understand why they had to put the grapes on a pole.For two men to carry.
我相当的了解他们为什么需要两个人扛着那个葡萄回去。
But God had already told them it was going to be a place where there would be great fruit.
但是上帝早就已经跟他们说过了，那个是有非常大的水果，美好水果的地方。
And while they were there, they visited Hebron.
那他们在那边的时候，他们也去看的希伯伦。
And Hebron is the place where many of the old fathers of the faith, the Hebrew faith, had been buried.
那希伯伦这个地方是他们这些信心的先祖，他们很多在那边埋葬的地方。
You would think they would come back and report, "It is what God said it would be. Let's go up and take the land."
你想你们可能会认为说那些探子回来会报告说，的确正如上帝所说的，我们就去那边得着那地吧。
But that's not what they said.
但是。这并不是他们报告的。
They said we looked at the people there, and they're big.
他们说，我看到那边的人都长得好高大。
They look like giants.
他们像个巨人一样。
I look like a grasshopper.
但是我们却像个小蚱蜢一样。
And I think that's the way they saw us.
我们也认为那个是他们那边 也认为这样子看着我们。
We must not go up and fight for that land.
我们不应该上去，不应该征战得那地。
We'll never be able to do it.
我们根本不可能做到的。
But Caleb and Joshua gave a different report.
但是加勒跟约书亚给的是不同的报告。
They said, "Let's go up."And take the land.
他们说：“让我们上去吧，让我们得着那地。”
And the people got so upset with them for saying that, that they picked up stones to throw at them.
然后他们其他的人听了之后，他们非常的生气，他们拿起石头要砸死他们。
Now, let me ask, what is happening here?
那我来问你们，这到底发生了什么事？
God had introduced these people.To a vision.
上帝给了这些人一个意象在那边。
He said, "This is what I have for you if you follow me."
神说，这是只要你们遵照我所吩咐的，这是要给你们的。
And you will go and you will take the land.
你们将去，你们会得着那地。
This is what God gave them as a vision for the future.
这是上帝给他们对未来的一个意象。
Now, we read in the Proverbs 19:18, where there is no vision, the people perish.
我们在箴言上看到十八章十九节里面提到说，当人没有意象的时候，人就会放肆。
In Proverbs 29:18,It says, when there is no revelation from God that people see, they die.
箴言二十八章十九节里面提到说，当人没有从上帝那边领受到上帝的启示的时候，人就会很容易就会被灭亡。
Now this is a vision that God has given them.
这是一个意象，是上帝给他们的意象。
This is not a dream.
这不是一个美梦。
This is something very real that God has said will happen if they follow Him.
这个是神所说的非常真实的，如果他们按着神所吩咐所行的，神要应许给他们的。
So according to the Bible, in order for us to live, that is to really live and thrive, we must have a vision.
按照圣经所说的话，我们如果真的要在我们生命当中能够得胜的话，我们就一定要有从神那边来的意象。
We must ask God to reveal to us where are we going.
我们必须向神求神给我们显示我们到底要往哪里走。
What is our mission?
我们的使命在哪里？
That vision is a look into the future.
意象是使我们可以看到未来。
That's.God's call upon our lives.
上帝呼召我们，给我们使命。
Whenever He calls us to a mission, He always promises to go with us.
当神呼召我们来完成一个使命的时候，上帝会永远与我们同在，去完成这个使命。
Do you remember the words of Jesus to his disciples in Matthew 28?
你们记得耶稣对他门徒在约翰福音二十八章所说的吗？
Jesus said, "Go into all the world and make disciples."
耶稣说去到世界使万民成为我的门徒。
Baptize them and teach them.
为他们施洗教导他们。
And then he said, "I am with you to the end of the age."
然后耶稣又说，我将会与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Here's the vision.
这是一个意象。
The world, the nations of the world coming to God.
万国万邦会来承认主。
That's the vision, but it is with the promise.That he will be with us.
这是一个意象，是一个神应许我们，他要与我们同在，去完成的一个使命。
I was looking at your bulletin this morning.
我看到，我今天早上我在看着教会的周报。
I see that there's a new prayer meeting that takes place every Sunday in room 22.From 8:30 to 9:30.
我看到教会有一个新的祷告会，是每个星期天早上在22房8点半到9点半的祷告会。
I see on Tuesday at 7:30, there's a prayer meeting at Chesterbrook.
在星期二的晚上7点半在 Chesterbrook 那区也有个祷告会。
I see on Thursday at 10 o'clock in the morning, there's morning light prayer meeting.
我也看到星期四早上10点也有一个祷告会在教会。
I wonder how many of you sense the urgency of being in that prayer meeting.
我不知道我们当中大家对参加这些祷告会的那个紧迫性有多少。
I'm convinced we're not going to sense the urgency of coming together to pray until we catch the vision to which God has called us.
我绝对相信我们不会有对祷告参与祷告会有那个急迫性，除非我们从神那边领受到他给我们的意象。
The vision says the nations of the world need to come and worship God through Christ.
意象说到万国万民都要因着主耶稣基督而来敬拜上帝。
The vision reminds us.Of the lostness of millions of people.
这个意象让我们看到了有上千万失丧的人民。
There are in the world today about 6,700 people groups.
在这个世界上有6700个所谓的人的团体。
A people group.Is a group of people that share common language, common tradition, and common culture.
这样这些人的团体，就是说他们会有相同的语言、相同的一些传统，还有相同的一些生活方文化。
There are 6,700 of those people groups.
大概在这世界上有6700个这样子的种族的团体。
Now, one people group might have millions of people in it.
当然每一个种族大概有成千百万的人在这里头。
The tribe in India with which Colleen and I have been working are about 4.3 million in number.
我跟我太太卡琳，我们在那边的在印度的宣教施工里面，大概就有430万的那样子的人。
That's a tribe of people that share the same language.
那个部落的四百三十万的人，他们就是使用相同的语言。
It is a language not spoken anywhere else in India.
他们那样的他们说的语言只有在印度才会有。
Only that group of people.
而且只有那个部落人才讲那样的语言。
They have their own culture.
他们有他们自己的文化。
They live in very remote places in small villages.
他们在非常偏僻的一个小小的部落在那边生活。
They have their own religion.
他们有他们自己的信仰。
They are not Hindu.
他们并不是信仰印度教。
They have their own traditions and culture.
他们有他们自己的传统，还有他们自己的文化。
There is no or very few established Christian communities among those 4.3 million people.
在这个430万人里头，有很少很少很少的人认识基督教。
Of the 4.3 million, there might only be a few thousand that know that Jesus loves them and died for them.
在这么多人当中，大概只有几千个人，一千多个人知道耶稣，上帝爱他们。
Do you see the urgency of prayer?
你有看到这个祷告的急迫性吗？
That's only one tribe.
只是一个部落而已。
There are 1,700 tribes like that that have never heard the name of Jesus.
有1,700个部落从来没有机会去听到耶稣基督的福音。
They don't know that God loves them.
他们不知道耶稣爱他们，上帝爱他们。
They don't know that they have eternal value.
他们不知道他们是有永生的价值。
They've never heard that Jesus died on the cross for them.
他们从来没有听到耶稣是为他们在十字架上死了。
You see, until your vision is God's vision for the world, there's not going to be any urgency about praying.
如果你的意向并不是连接到上帝的意向的时候，你对祷告是绝对不会有那个紧迫性想来祷告。
A question. When do people usually pray hard?
有一个问题问大家，什么时候人才会急迫的祷告？
Someone in the family is sick.
可能有家人生病了。
Somebody has had an automobile wreck.
或是有人有车祸。
Somebody has lost their job and they have no money.
有人可能丢了工作没有钱。
That's when they get excited about praying.
这个时候人就会很自然会有祷告的急迫性。
But when everything is well,
但是当所有事情都很一帆风顺时，
There's not as much passion to pray.
对祷告是没有什么热情的。
But there is, my friends, a situation in the world today, and it is not well, and we need to catch the vision.
但是这个世界上的确是有那样的状况，是我们真的是需要我们有意向来看的。
The lostness of millions of people.
成千上百万世上的灵魂。
The urgency to pray for those people.
为这些人祷告的急迫。
The brokenness in our own heart when we know that Jesus suffered and died for those people.
当我们知道耶稣基督不光为我们死，也为这些人死掉的时候，我们心里头为他们的那个破碎感。
The humility and brokenness when we rememberJesus Christ died for me.
当我们能够谦卑地想到耶稣基督为我们死，我们心内里的那种迫切感。
This should mean that every one of these prayer meetings is jam-filled with people sensing the urgency to pray.
这我们听到这些祷告会当中，应该是很多大家都急着要来，因为大家会很想有急迫性想来祷告。
But if you don't have the vision,
但是如果你没有这样的意向，
If you don't see the mission to which God has called us,
如果你没有看到上帝呼召你的使命，
The probabilities are we will not be praying like that.
我们对祷告我们就是不太会想来祷告。
Let me just quickly point out a couple of things about the children of Israel.
让我这边很快的指出这以色列民的几点。
God had given them a vision of a land where they said, you are going to live.
上帝已经给他们一个意象，告诉他们说这个是牛栏与蜜之地，是他们将来要生活的地方。
It's a land of milk and honey.
牛奶与蜜之地。
It's a land with marvelous fruit.
有丰盛美好的果子。
It is a land in which the fathers of our faith were buried.
是很多我们信心之父那边被埋葬。
And I'm going to give that to you.
我把这块地给你们。
That's the mission and the vision.
这是意向也是使命。
What happened?
但发生了什么事?
They came back and they said, Oh, we are like grasshoppers. We can't take that land.
他们探子回来很沮丧说我们就像蚱蜢那样子的渺小我们根本不可能得着那地。
It says in the 14th chapter, they were filled with fear.
在14章里面提到说这些人心内里充满了恐惧。
My friends, there is no need to fear no matter how big the obstacle or barrier if God has said, This is the vision.
我的朋友们,不管是你面对的困难有多大,只要是上帝是应许你可以成就的,那些都不是问题,也不需要恐惧。
The problem is, they were looking at themselves and not God.
问题出在他们是看着自己的渺小,而没有看到上帝。
Poor me, I can't go up and take that land.
我很可怜,我根本不可能得到那地。
I'm not strong enough.
我一点都不强壮。
I'm not big enough.
我也不够大,不够巨大。
I don't have the resources.
我没有足够的资源。
Friends, I was a pastor of a church for many, many years.
朋友,我是教会的牧师很多年了。
And I used to hear all of these negative comments.
我听到许许多多这种很负面的一些谈话。
Oh, Pastor, we can't do that. We don't have the money.
牧师,我没办法那样,因为我没有钱。
Oh, Pastor, we can't do that. We're just a small congregation.
牧师,我没办法那样做,因为我们是一个很小的教会。
Oh, Pastor, we know people around the world need God, but We have a lot of need right here in our own congregation.
Oh, 牧师,我知道世界上有很多的需要,但是我们教会也有好多人好多的需要。
Oh, Pastor, you get too excited about the mission and the vision.
牧师,你对于意向跟宣教,你实在是太兴奋了。
You have to be realistic, Pastor.
牧师,你可能要实际现实一点。
Fourth chapter of John.
约翰福音第四章。
Jesus has just finished talking to the woman at the well.
耶稣刚刚在井边跟撒玛利亚妇人讲完话。
The disciples have come back.
门徒回来了。And
Jesus said to them, Lift up your eyes unto the fields that are white with harvest.
耶稣就对他门徒说,举目观看,庄稼已经成熟了。
Did you get that?
你了解吗?
Lift up your eyes.
举目往上看。
Stop looking at just your resource.
不要低头看着自己有限的资源。
Stop looking just at your own strength.
不要只看到自己有多少能力。
I will lift up my eyes. Under the hills, because my help comes from the Lord God who made heaven and earth.
我要举目往高山看,因为耶和华是我的帮助,从那儿而来。
Stop measuring the way you move to the mission on the basis of what you have.
不要去计算你自己。 手上有什么东西,使得你可以去完成一些宣教或是意向。
When you get the vision and you begin to pray and study the word, you discover what God has.
当你领受了意向之后,你开始读圣经,开始祷告,你就会领受到上帝给你的。
Do you remember the three men about to be thrown into the fiery furnace?
记得那三个人会被丢到火炉去烧死的那三个人吗?
Their names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
名字是沙德拉、米撒。
I remember that because when I was a little boy in Sunday school, we learned a song about them.
啊，我记得他们名字是因为我小时候的儿童主日学，啊，我们有一直唱的那三个人的名字。
And they wouldn't worship as they were supposed to because they believed in God.
啊，他们不肯降服去敬拜偶像，因为他们敬拜的是上帝。
The king said, "We're going to throw you into the fiery furnace."
因此，他们即将会被丢到火炉里去燃烧。
And you're going to burn.
他们会被烧死。
And then he said.Make that furnace even hotter.
然后他们说，把那个放更多的火柴，使那个火炉烧得更旺。
And they pushed the three men into the furnace.
然后他们把这三个人丢到火炉里去。
And as they went, they said, "Our God is able to deliver us."
因此他们三个进去说，他们高声宣告，我们的上帝可以解救我们。
Isn't that beautiful?
这不是不是很美呢？
In the face of the fire, they had the vision.
他们在面对那个烈火的燃烧时候，他们心中是有意象的。
And they believed God for a miracle.
他们相信上帝会给他们神迹。
It later says they came out without the smell of smoke on their clothes.
那后面他们从那火炉出来，连身上一点烟熏味都没有。
Paul said to the church at Philippi, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me."
保罗对腓立比的教会的人说，靠着加给耶稣，靠着加给我力量的耶稣，上帝，我凡事都可行。
Philippians 4:13.
腓立比书第四章第十三节。
God has called you to a mission.
上帝呼召你到一个宣教一个使命里头。
The Evangelical Formosan Church says 200 new churches by the year 2020.
我们台福总会有一个意向是在2020年的时候，我们会要有200间教会。
You knew that, didn't you?
你知道这个吗？
That means we've got a mission and a vision.
这表示我们是。在这个意象当中，我们是有使命的。
How are you going to do that?
我们要怎么样完成这个使命呢？
Our God is able.
上帝能。
His strength is sufficient.
他的恩典足够。他的供应足够。
Caleb and Joshua said, "We can go up and take the land."
加勒跟约书亚说，我们可以上去得着那地。
I'll tell you something else that became a problem, and that is they listened to everybody else's ideas, but they didn't listen to God.
另外一个他们当中所出现的问题是，他们听旁边很多人的声音，但是他们不听上帝的话。
Do you remember Psalm 1?
你们记得诗篇第一章。
It says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly."
这边提到说受祝福的人是不走亵慢人的道路。
Now, an ungodly person may be living a very nice religious life.
他这边提到的亵慢人可能他们是过着一个表面上好像很有宗教性的生活。
But they're ungodly because they do not seek God's way and God's will.
但是他们因为不认识神，因此他们没有看到上帝的方式跟上帝的道路。
But they all have opinions about what you should do.
但是他们都对你都会有提供意见，认为你应该怎么做。
They're the folks that sit in the congregation and say, "How much does it cost?"
有人在諮商当中会坐在那边问说，这个要多需要多少钱？
I don't think we can do that.
我不认为我们有能力这样子做。
Whose counsel do you seek?
你从哪里去得到一些帮助一些意见？
Are you in the prayer meetings?
你在祷告会当中吗？
Are you there with your brothers and sisters listening to the voice of God concerning your vision?
你有跟你的弟兄姐妹一起在祷告当中去领受上帝的意象吗？
Are you in the word of God?
你在活在神的话语当中吗？
This is where the counsel comes from.
圣经是我们所有的资源意见得到可以得到的地方。
Well, the last thing is, they didn't really believe the promise of God.
那最后一件事是，他们真的是根本不相信上帝的应许。
They were a bunch of rebels.
他们是一群叛逆的人。
We don't have the time, but in the 78th Psalm, it tells us about what happened.
我们没有时间，但是在诗篇第78篇那边有提到整个故事。
It says they would not get into the battle.
他们这边提到说这些人这些以色列不肯进去攻那地。
Because they rebelled against God.
因为他们对上帝所应许的，他们是存着叛逆的心。
Okay. They looked at their own resource.
对啊，他们因为他们看着自己有限的资源。
They listened to the counsel of people.
他们听从旁边那些不相信上帝人的话语。
And they rebelled against the vision of God.
他们对上帝给他们的意象，他们是带着反叛的心。
God says judgment comes.
上帝说审判的日子会到。
Listen to this, friends.
请听朋友们。
Judgment comes.
审判会来。
There is no one here who is going to enter Canaan. No one here is going to enter Canaan.
没有一个人能够能够进入到迦南美地。
He said, "You are going to wander in the desert till this whole generation has died."
上帝说，你们即将会在这个旷野地一直徘徊，一直到你们这一代的人全部死光了。
And with this, he said, "You're going to wander for 40 years."
神继续说，你会在这边待了四十年。旷野自己待四十年。
My question to you is, what about the evangelical Formosan Church in Valley Forge?
我对你的问题是，我们自己台福基督教会，我们自己呢
？What is your vision?
我们的意向在哪
？What is the mission to which God has called you?
上帝呼召你来完成的使命是什么？
What about the millions of people that have never heard the name of Jesus?
那些上千百万从来没有听过耶稣基督的人呢？
What about the thousands of people in your communities that have never heard about Jesus?
那在我们这个社区当中也有很多很多成千的人从来没有听过耶稣呢？
Do you have the vision?
你对他们有意向吗？
Do you have faith to believe that God has the power to do beyond what you can dream or think?
你有那样的信心，认为上帝可以在你身上成就充充足足的超过一切所求所想的吗？
That's what Paul said to the Ephesians in chapter 3, verse 20.
这个是保罗在以弗所教会对他们所说的话。
Take your wildest imagination and know that God can go beyond that if you believe Him.
如果你相信上帝的话，你就是把你想象当中最可以、最美好能发生的，上帝会帮助你完成。
Are you listening to the counsel of God?
你是来听上帝的咨询吗？给你的咨询吗
？How many of you are going to be in one of the three prayer meetings?
我们当中有多少人会出现在这三个祷告会当中其中的一个呢
？Next Sunday morning，
下周星期天
；Tuesday evening，
星期二晚上
；Thursday morning，
星期四早上
；And probably some others that are not even here。
可能还有一些是没有在周报上面。
Oh, that God would give you a vision of the mission to which He has called you.
上帝一定会给你这样的意象，让你来完成他呼召你出来的使命。
People who are lost，
世上的人的灵魂。
And God's call upon you that the nations of the world might worship Him。
上帝呼召你去使万国能够来敬拜我们的上帝。
I want to pray with you, please。
我要为大家来祷告。
Almighty God, from the days of Abraham,
全能上帝啊，从亚伯拉罕那个时候的上帝啊
，It has been Your will that the nations of the world might come to know You.
是在你的旨意当中，万国万民会归属你。
In Revelation, we learn that people from every tribe and nation will come.
在启示录当中，我们看到了万国万民都会归向你。
And they will exalt God.
他们会高举上帝。
We are in that time now when we are commissioned to go and tell.
我们已经在当下这段。当下是我们要被呼召出来走向世界。
Deliver us, God, from that natural selfish rebellion.
请拯救我们，脱离我们我们人性当中那个自私的、那个不愿意的那样的罪性当中。
Help us to lift up our eyes and see the fields white under harvest.
帮助我们，我们可以举目往上看，看到庄稼已经成熟了。
I pray for the people that there may be a new brokenness that brings them to the prayer times.
我祷告可以神啊，求你来，真的是来破碎我们的心，使我们可以真的是有那样的迫切感，可以进到祷告会当中。
We are ready to look to you when some loved one dies.
我们当我们有我们所爱的人去世的时候，我们真的是会想来寻求你。
We're ready to pray when somebody gets real sick.
当有人生病重病的时候，我们就很想来祷告。
We ask for prayer when people lose their job and are having a problem surviving.
当人们失掉工作的时候，我们会急切的、迫切的来为他们祷告。
But oh God, until we have the vision from your heavenly throne for the nations to know you.We will not have the brokenness to come and pray.
主啊，当我们没有办法领受到你，真是你在天上宝座、荣耀的宝座当中，那个为万国万民来归向你，我们没有那样的破碎感的时候，主，我们是不会来祷告的。
Baptize us afresh today with a sense of the urgency to pray for your kingdom to come and your will to be done.
请用你的破碎，你的来帮助我们，就是用我们对这个世界的那个紧迫、那个破碎的感受来施洗，使我们真的是可以为这个世界来祷告。
In the name of Jesus.
我们靠着主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.